Kim Taylor is a former World Cafe Next artist, a singer-songwriter, who set out to be a short story writer and switched. Originally from Florida, she went to school in Cincinnati and has stayed. Her self-released album, I Feel Like a Fading Light, was produced by Jimmy Givago, who played with Ola Bell, and he is here today to accompany Kim in her set. To start off, I ask her what it was like where she grew up in Florida.
I grew up near the Atlantic Ocean, so I grew up near sort of Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie. I grew up in the country. I was an only kid, so I was kind of a lonely childhood, actually, you know, real small town. That area's developed a lot now, but wasn't back then, so yeah.
And I guess you were a reader because you ended up wanting to be a writer.
I did, yeah. Yeah, and I was like, I was a terrible writer, actually. I was a terrible short story writer.
You keep saying that.
I keep saying that.
In every interview you
do,
you say you were a terrible writer.
I was.
But you went to school.
I was very,
I
would read all the journals. I was obsessive about it. But then I would get into the writing classes and I just, I was never picked by the teachers to read my writing.
Well, did the short story writing, or does it affect the songwriting?
Well, I think that's what inspires me, definitely. Mm-hmm. Writing inspires me. It's a huge inspiration for me. Eudora Welty and Flannery O'Connor, a lot of the Southern writers, and then I was really into Russian writers. So, that was really the start for me in terms of songwriting, was trying to capture that same feeling that I had, that I would get reading a great short story, you know. So I was much more inspired by, and still am, by short stories than I was novels. I could be my attention span, so I'm not sure.
Well, we'll find out more about how you and Jimmy hooked up and all that, but what do you want to do to begin with?
Well, how about if we start off with a song called Dress? My dress is hung. My dress is hung beneath a tree, in the twilight it will sing to me. Pretty baby, take me out tonight, I wanna dance until the morning light. My dress is hung beside the bed, and I usually pray to it instead. You keep me honest, cause I'd rather lie. You keep me young and keep me satisfied. Beside the road, yeah, yeah, and it takes from me my heavy load. But when the sky comes round to meet the land, I will take my lover's weary hand. Oh. Twilight, it will sing to me. Pretty baby, take me out tonight. I wanna dance until the morning light. My dress is hung beneath.
My Dress is Hung is one you'll find on I Feel Like a Fading Light, the second album, right, from Kim Taylor?
Yeah.
And it's great to have Jimmy here, Jimmy Zhivago, who produced the album. And my understanding is, Jimmy, you were on tour with Ola Bell, and what happened? You saw Kim in concert?
Well, it was in the Lizard Lounge, and I went to get a drink at the bar, and you can't miss who's playing because the place is so small. And Kim was performing, and what immediately caught my eye was she was kicking the floor with her foot in this very odd way, and it looked like she was really angry at the floor. So I stood there and watched, and I was really captivated by her songs and her voice. And we spoke after the show, and it turns out that her manager and I had the same lawyer, and then we became friends, and she started sending me songs, and we got to the point where we said, let's just make a record and do it.
Kim, how did you develop the arrangements on this with Jimmy? How did that come about?
I think when I demoed everything at my house, right. And I had a few layers. There were a couple, yeah. I added my own. I have this horrible system of doing it, but, it was really painful. I had this four-track machine that two of the buttons had popped off, and I was taking a pen to get it to stop, and it was just, it was dreadful. But anyway, I managed to get some layers, and I would send those to him, and I think that, I don't know, I think we got in the studio, we had a similar aesthetic, sensibility together, and that's kind of how we went. I also was working with a drummer in Cincinnati at the time, right. And I brought him into it as well, sort of his style of percussion, so that definitely influenced it.
Well, one of the things that struck me right off the bat is this, the really strong melodies on all these, you talk about the short story writers and writing, but the just great melodies and great song structure and stuff. Really.
Thanks.
Anyway, let's stop heaping praise
on
Kim because she'll get nervous. And yeah. You want to do another one? You want
to
do?
Yes, we're going to do a song called Glove. Actually.
Oh, cool.
Better gonna place my globe, I'm gonna be mine. Gonna get more of me to love. Oh, 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 oh,
really nice performance of Glove, another one you'll find on Kim Taylor's album, I Feel Like a Fading Light, here on the World Cafe. People might get the idea that you exclusively use articles of clothing as metaphor material. So you better do I Feel Like a Fading Light.
Don't come so easy.
And that's the song that first introduced us to Kim Taylor in the title track of the new album, I Feel Like a Fading Light. Kim Taylor, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.